529, time again for Triple Team Traffic. Three times more eyes on the road, and for that, we start with Eric Butler.
Southbound slowing continues, I-15 from South Salt Lake, 3300 South, all the way down to Sandy and 90th South, and also the southbound side slow on the 215 West Belt approaching the 201. We've got I-80 slowdowns for eastbound traffic as you head from State Street over to Sugar House, and that stalled vehicle out for eastbound traffic as you go up to Parley Summit. That's around Lamb's Canyon. That doesn't appear to be causing any delays, though. Dave?
If you're making that commute through the south end of the Salt Lake Valley, heading up over the point into Utah County, expect some very heavy traffic making your way southbound over the point. Matter of fact, we got a new accident reported right on top of the point southbound. Doesn't look like it's blocking any of the travel lanes, but not going to be something that helps that drive coming over the point. You're going to be in that slow traffic all the way down to nearly Lehigh Main Street. Much of that stop and go. And the northbound delays on I-15 getting up through American Fork and Lehigh continue to worsen. It looks like now you're going to be back around 5th East and American Fork. You pick up the slowdown, and that's going to go up past Lehigh Main Street. Mark?
Sluggish delays in spots. South Salt Lake up to the North Interchange. Then the delays will tighten in Davis County between Lagoon and Layton Hills Mall. Then southbound I-15, boy, it is getting worse right now. We are edging on emergency traffic between Perry and Far West along the route. A wreck right about SR-196 is clearing off to the right. The new George S. and Dolores Dore Eccles Theater downtown will open this fall on October 21st and 22nd. Find out more to purchase tickets. Visit EcclesTheater.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.